I was very surprised.
Seventh grader Gabriela Melendez is principal investigator in tuber growth in microgravity. She came up with this idea to grow potatoes in space while watching the movie The Martian.
Okay, let's do the math. I got to figure out how to grow 4 years worth of food here on a planet where nothing grows.
That was my main idea, like, oh, maybe I could try this. Maybe it could be possible to actually do it. So that movie was my inspiration. Because at first, I just thought about potatoes. They don't seem, you know, very professional. You know, just potatoes, potato this, potato that. But afterwards, I was like, well, maybe we do got a shot at this.
This project has caught the attention of NASA researchers. It will literally head into space this June when they attempt to grow potatoes in space on the International Space Station. Do you think it'll work?
I believe that it will because we learned that something like this have been done. So we want it to work, but we wouldn't be successful, so it has to work more than one time.
Yeah, it was fun, and we tried different experiments.
Hamlin Park 8th grader Toriana Cornwell is one of the co-investigators on the team.
Once they get it up to the space thing, after the 6 weeks is over, they're going to bring it back down to Earth and plant it back here and see if it will grow. I hope that it does well there and it wouldn't be a waste of time.
Do you think it'll grow?
Yes, it will grow. We did a lot of research. We had to do a lot of stuff. Yeah, I think it will work.
The STEM program continues encouraging students to learn about science, technology, engineering, and math. Both Hamlin Park students embrace what they've learned.
I do see myself kind of do science things. Like, I'm into, like, chemical equations and testing. That's what I'm into, like, lab work.
I'm going to be in sciences, but kind of the same thing as biochemical.
The Hamlin Park team was among 300 students from 10 public and charter schools who competed in the Buffalo Niagara Coalition of Schools organized by Western New York STEM. What is your message to NASA?
Thank you for giving me this opportunity, and that I look forward to working with them and see how far this experiment goes.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.